Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So at the end of every year, all the dictionary companies start putting out their word of the year. Last week, if you missed it on the show, dictionary.com came out with their word of the year, and it's 6-7. 6-7.
I have no words, nor is that a word.
6-7.
It's two words, technically.
Correct, but it's hyphenated, so it's one. Oxford is out with their word of 2025. You know that feeling when you read something online and it seems deliberately provocative, almost manufactured to create outrage? You may have encountered our word of the year, rage bait.
Rage bait.
Rage bait. Content deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to increase engagement. And rage bait is the Oxford Dictionary word of the year. Use of the term has increased threefold in 2025, suggesting that people know they are, quote, being drawn in ever more quickly into polarizing debates and arguments as a response to social media algorithms and the addictive nature of outrage content. Almost every major dictionary has named a word that relates to the internet as their 2025 word of the year. What were some of the other ones? You may remember last year Oxford chose brain rot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any of the others.
They were considering words like aura farming, if I remember right, from the article. That was one of the words under consideration this year.
Okay, Cambridge Dictionary, you remember this, Dana, settled on parasocial, which means feeling like you know someone that you don't really know. Like a TV news anchor or...
Yeah.
I feel like I know Anderson Cooper on CNN, even though Anderson Cooper and I have never met. Collins Dictionary went with vibe coding.
What's vibe coding?
I've never heard that before in my life.
That is a form of software development that uses AI to turn natural language into computer code. By the way, is it me... Because AI is outrageously concerning, interesting to me. But have you noticed the TV commercials where you can tell it's AI?
Oh, Scott, they're everywhere. And not only are they everywhere on the airwaves, they are everywhere on Facebook. It is all so fake now. My mom sent me an ad a couple days ago, and she said, and I was in Biloxi, and she goes, hey, have you seen this? This looks cool. And it was an advertisement for some sort of belt, follow me here,
okay,
that cinches together two roller suitcases so that you can drag them behind you in the airport as one.
Okay.
This is the product. Let me tell you the way the ad sounded. And it showed this woman, fake, I'm sure, cinching up the two roller suit. I mean, you could do it with a regular belt, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. But no, they want you to pay $29.99. It says this. This was the ad. I cannot believe that I went my whole life traveling without realizing this invention that would change the way we travel by putting this cinch on our suitcase so we can pull it as one. It has been a game changer in my traveling life. if this product is so important that we all need it, hire someone to explain it to me.
Who will voice actors?
That's not even a voice actor. It's a computer. Right. It's worse than Siri.
No, what I'm saying is
it will make travel at airports so much easier.
It is so obvious to me. So on Facebook Reels, which I'll watch in the morning while I'm trying to conjure up the strength to get out of bed, I follow. They figured out my algorithm on Facebook that I apparently like astronomy, astrophysics. And there is an astrophysicist by the name of Brian Cox. He's from England.
Yeah.
And one of these days, when it's just me on the show, I'm going to try to get him on. But because I find him fascinating. And early on, when Facebook Reels first came out, I would, you know, if I stumbled on one of his videos, I would sit there and I would watch the whole thing. You know, he talks about everything's about the universe and the, you know, Milky Way and light year travel and all this other stuff, which I find very interesting. But I've noticed of late that the words coming out of his mouth don't match the audio.
No, none of it does.
In the reel. And it sounds different.
I refuse now to watch anything where the actor does not align with the audio, or the audio is so clearly some ridiculous auto-tuned computer-generated voice.
Right.
Because if it's so important for me that you want me to watch it, then don't half you-know-what it by putting it through some computer program.
Which the person who's being depicted, I would guess that in a lot of these videos with this astrophysicist Brian Cox, I would bet he didn't endorse that.
Nope.
He didn't say that.
Haven't you seen this where they're doing this with like these, I hate to say fake, but these fake supplement things that you buy for, if you just order now for $29.99, then we'll auto withdraw you every month and you'll feel better. That they have started using actors who are now saying, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's not me.
That is not me. Huh. I did not green light that. I don't want to be associated with that.
See, I'm starting to wonder, and we don't talk politics on the show, but obviously, as everybody knows, there's an off-year, let me rephrase, non-presidential election in less than 12 months.
That scares me to death.
I'm not going to trust anything.
Nope.
That I see.
Because if it's someone you like, you're going to think, well, AI did that. If it's someone you hate, you're going to think, well, that's not AI, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we supposed to know?
And see, what happens when down the road, a politician or some famous person gets caught up in a scandal where they're heard on tape.
Right, okay, right, right.
Not video, but just on audio tape. And they say something horribly offensive, terribly incriminating, career ending. All you have to then say is, that's not me, that's AI.
When you talk about rage baiting as one of the words of the year, is that what I think it is, where Facebook tries to constantly get you to click on things that say, here's an example, you guys, and don't click on it because they want you to click on
That's
it.
Exactly
don't.
Right.
You're not going to believe what Travis reportedly said to Taylor at dinner last night. Okay. Number one.
That's not rage
no
baiting.
No one knows what he said to her at dinner. But stories in comments.
It's always in the comments.
It's always in the comments. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy. You guys. That is all a scam. If the word shocking or you won't believe, just look in comment. It's
bombshell.
All a scam.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even follow them. So I don't even know how this ended up on my Facebook, but they clearly understand on the algorithm on Facebook that I like the band Kiss.
Yep.
And there's this story. It's from Metal Melodies on Facebook. I've never even heard of it, but I just unsubscribed to it. I don't even know how I got subscribed in the first place, but they're claiming that Paul Stanley is suing Fox News for $65 million.
They want you to click on the link.
Paul
That's
Stanley
it.
Is not suing Fox News for $65 million. I didn't even need to fact check that to know it was a lie. And all these things are being generated by artificial intelligence. And
the worst is the ads. It's so bad. You won't believe what you could look like if you just click here. No, you're not going to look like that. Number one, you're not going to look like that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, and I'm not questioning them, because in the past we've always wondered, you know, there was a dusting of snow on the ground. Why did every school district in the Kansas City area canceled classes today?
But they never canceled when we were kids.
That's right. If there was ever a day where you think they would have canceled some classes, you would think it would have been today. Like, T leaves the house at 6:45 every morning and gets up to Leavenworth where she works, you know, 7:15, 7:20. She was obviously a little late this morning because of the traffic. But Eudora held classes today, and I know a number of other school districts did as well. They even had a bus slide off the road earlier this morning. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we got 5 inches of snow at my house. And on any other day, every school district, on any day like today, every school district in town would have canceled classes. But yet, for some reason, today they didn't. And I'm confused. It's not like it wasn't in the forecast. We all knew when we went to bed last night that we were going to get some snow overnight. Now, we woke up and there was a lot. And sweet little buddy, I don't think she's ever seen snow in her 4.5 years on this planet, and she didn't know what to do with it either. But I thought, I was reading the headline, I go, bus slides off snowy road in Eudora?
Yes. There's cars all over the road out there tonight, Scott.
Well, I know, but why was there even school to begin with? By the way, the death toll out of Hong Kong. Did you see this towering inferno? This
saw the one in St. Louis. We'll get to that too.
Oh yeah, the apartment complex in Hong Kong where most of the residents were elderly, and this was literally a towering inferno last week. The death toll is now at least 151, and there were people. The majority of the people that lived in this building were 65 or older. And it was a skyscraper. And somehow it caught on fire. Authorities say that the netting that covered the scaffolding used in the renovations was not up to fire safety codes, as a wave of public sympathy and support was met by government moves to stifle criticism. Wednesday's blaze, which took until Friday to put out, started on the lower level netting around one building. I'm not going to say the name of the apartment complex because that's a bad word in English. It then swept inside as the foam panels caught fire and blew out windows.
Oh, God. Have you seen the video of the 5 or 6 alarm fire at the warehouse in downtown St. Louis that I think is still burning? I said, what the heck did that warehouse house? Matches?
Yeah, that was
that
bad.
Thing burned and burned and burned.
Mm-hmm. Where was that downtown?
I don't know. 2nd Street and Graciot. It's obviously downtown because it's 2nd Street, but
right,
I don't know.
Right, right, right.
I'm not familiar enough with St. Louis. It lit up the entire skyline.
Mm-hmm. Sports betting is now legal in the state of Missouri.
Yep.
For years, the Missouri legislature had considered legalizing sports gambling in the Show Me State. And then on November of last year, Missouri Amendment 2 passed by the narrowest of margins, fewer than 3,000 votes. So Missourians living anywhere in the state can now sign up for and bet with any of the 8 sports betting companies that have received licenses to operate in the state. I'm not going to bore you with the entire list, but it's the usual companies that you always heard of. And now the 13 casinos in the state of Missouri will also feature sports books, with sports betting being active now. Hmm. Speaking of sports, could this Monday Night Football game be any worse?
Well, what else do you want to watch?
Giants and Patriots?
Did you stay up for last night's game? You know, I'm still in the survivor pool, and I have survived. I picked the Chargers yesterday, and they won. I have still survived.
Who are you surviving with?
Well, there's like 400 of us in this pool. This is the one and done, where you just pick. This is the easiest way to do it. You pick one team, and you only get to pick them one time. And they either win or lose, and then you either move on or you don't.
Is this
here
at work?
It's brilliant. No,
Oh.
This is through some of my golf friends.
This can't be legal.
I don't know if it's legal or not. I don't care. It is the most fun because the other games that I never cared about.
Yeah.
Like, when does Denver play?
I don't know.
Whenever Denver plays
here,
next.
Let me get my Denver schedule out of my back pocket.
That's my point, Scott. There's a bunch of people that I'm against in this survivor pool that have picked, like, say, Denver tonight, sure, whoever they pick. So it gives you something to root for or against during a game that normally you wouldn't care at all.
See, now this is false, and here's why I know that. So every football season, my family, it's on, I think it's ESPN Fantasy Sports, and presented by Little Caesars. And I have my own team. Everybody in the family, we get together at the beginning of the season, and we all, you draft your team, right?
Yep.
And so, for example, I have Patrick Mahomes on my team, Stephon Diggs, Pacheco, George Kittle, Jefferson. And, you know, the better they do, the better my team overall does. And at the end of the season, whoever loses, we all go out to dinner and you have to wear this ridiculous wig to dinner.
Okay.
That's what the loser has to do.
Okay.
My brother told me at the beginning of every season, he goes, this is going to make every game important for you.
It does. And you're gonna wanna watch. It makes it more fun to watch.
My brother will call me up on a Friday and go, you have literally 3 players who are inactive for this weekend. I don't want to play this game.
Why?
I just don't. It's boring.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Haven't you heard some of the crazy things people do or have to do if they lose fantasy football? One of them is, don't you have to stay inside of like a Taco Bell or a Denny's for 24 hours and you can't leave?
Until they kick you out?
No.
Or
no,
arrest
no, no,
you for
no, no,
trespassing?
No.
Come on.
You've heard of this.
Yes, yeah. It's like a 24-hour Denny's or a Waffle House or wherever. You have to go in, sit down, and you have to stay in that booth for 24 hours unless, and there's like certain requirements, like for every pancake you eat, it knocks 30 minutes off of your time. So somebody will go in and eat 20 pancakes and it'll knock 10 hours off their time limit and they can leave in 14 hours.
That's right.
The whole 24.
The more you eat, yes.
The more you eat, the more time gets knocked off your total, and you can leave and skip out of there a little bit earlier.
What does Denny's get out of it?
Absolutely nothing, other than your food, your money. Your money for their food. And to watch you be denigrated in front of the other patrons inside their restaurant for 24
so
hours.
It's so funny.
And on this survivor football game, what's the penalty if you lose in your group?
In ours, if you lose, you're out. Period. There's no penalty. So like tonight, who'd you say is playing tonight, Monday Night Football?
Giants and Patriots.
I think we got a couple of people on the Patriots. So I will be rooting unbelievably against the Patriots because there's like 8 of us left in this pool. Hmm. I need them to lose. It gives me something to root against.
Okay.
I will root against the Patriots. And then if someone picked Patriots tonight and the Patriots lose, they're out. Winner at the end gets a pat on the back, we'll say.
There's money involved, isn't there?
I'm just going to say it's pat on the back.
Pat on the payback?
Might be.
Illegal. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So follow me here, gang. Here's the story from the Kansas City Star.
Oh, it is a mess.
Who wrote this one?
It's our friend
Taylor O'Connor.
Yes. I thought it was Emily Curiel, but go ahead.
Story reads, when Brian Wessling retired in 2018 after more than 30 years in the Olathe Police Department, he made his retirement plans around the city's robust benefits package.
Yep.
Now the benefits and the city's contribution to them that he had planned his life around are changing. Quoting here from Mr. Wessling, Olathe's salaries when we were employed were never the highest, and we didn't expect that because our benefits were better than Lenexa or Overland Park, he said about himself and fellow public safety retirees. It goes on about how they tried to encourage people to come to the
police department,
et cetera, blah, blah, blah. He goes, even though I retired in 2018, for the last 7 years, I was paying the exact same thing in premiums that a patrol officer was paying. But this year presented a change for Mr. Wessling and more than 100 other retirees, several of whom are former public safety employees. Quote, I was paying about $70 a month for health care. When they did open enrollment this year, mine went up from $70 to $494 per month.
Went from $70 to $494, even though that's a 500% hike, the city promised these retiring firefighters and police officers they would have the lower rate. What happened is this, Scott, and this is much bigger than the city of Olathe. This is anyone listening right now who thinks that you have this much healthcare dollars to spend in retirement. Because I worry if the city of Olathe can do this, anyone can pull the rug right out from under you, okay?
Okay.
The increases came this year as the city reduced its contributions to retiree health insurance plans as the city grappled with rising and fluctuating healthcare costs, right? There are some people, after the city pulled back its contributions to 50% of the premium for only certain individual plans, that some retirees went from $1,600 to $3,000 a month depending on the plan. Keep in mind, these are public servants who retired a little bit earlier than the rest of us do, Scott. You know why? Because as a cop and a firefighter, you don't work until 65. How many 65-year-old police officers are out there chasing down robbery suspects? The answer is none.
Right. I mean, and that's the way it is.
So they have to have cheaper health insurance. There's a stopgap before they can take Social Security or pension or whatever that is, right?
Yeah. So it says here, with the coverage changes that the city incorporated, retirees could see their prices at anywhere between $494 a month or more than $1,000 for a single person. If you put your family or spouse onto your plan, it jumps to between $1,600 a month to more than $3,000 per month.
The problem is they had all budgeted for $70. Mm-hmm. You know, when I sent you this story this morning, I said, is this even legal? If you tell your employees, we're going to pay you less over the years that you're out there fighting fires and working public safety as a police officer, we can't match what Lenex is going to pay. We can't match what Overland Park's going to pay. And we know that, but we have way better health insurance and a way better health insurance plan.
And it's going to be with you
in retirement
for the rest of your life.
Right. So a lot of these men and women were like, you know what? It's worth taking less pay as a police officer, or firefighter, or whoever else you work for in the city, because we have to retire a little bit earlier. I'm going to need more money, and it's about better healthcare plan. The city just quietly stopped contributing what it was, and now everybody's payments have exploded.
Well, more than 500% in the case of Mr. Wessling here in this story.
What, you would be furious.
Of course I would. Of course I would. What legal recourse do they have? You can sue the city, I guess, but where is it in writing that we promised that we would provide you with this for the rest of your life?
Since they don't qualify for Medicare until 65, this is right, Scott.
That is correct.
Many public safety retirees rely on the city's coverage until they qualify for federal health insurance. That's why I said to you, this is bigger than Olathe. Mm-hmm. What the city's saying is, well, we're grappling with higher costs. Join the club.
Yeah.
So if you think Olathe is the only one grappling with higher costs, let's say you work in Kansas City. Let's say you work in Lee Summit. Let's say you were like, wherever you work in public safety, can the cities just change the rules?
Well, keep in mind,
when you retire,
keep in mind, a lot of people who are teachers retire after 30, 35 years. Now, I can hear people screaming at their radios in their car saying, well, you chose that profession. You got to retire early. Go out and get another job. As one person says in this story, Todd Hart, who's a retired deputy fire chief, and this is true, and I'm quoting here, being a police officer and a firefighter is a young man's game. And he's absolutely right. Now, before you say, well, you know, go get another job, well, good luck encouraging anybody who's in their teens or early 20s to want to now come over and be a firefighter or be a cop.
We're going to take care of you for about 30 years.
And then you're on your own.
Then, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen. It is grossly unfair what the city has done to this group of employees. And I would only say, if you're thinking, well, that's Olathe, thank God that's not me. You don't think every municipality is looking at that bottom line and saying, we overpromised in the 1980s on something that we're struggling now to deliver.
But here's something else to think about. Don't think for one second that a police officer or firefighter in Olathe who's currently on the job isn't looking at this story in the Kansas City Star thinking, well, wait a minute. If they did it to Mr. Wessling, they're going to do it to me in 15 years when I leave this fire department or this police department. And guess where they're looking right now? Other cities to be a cop or a firefighter.
Olathe crafted its insurance plans in 1988 to allow city employees to remain on the city's healthcare insurance plans at the same rate until they turn 65. Mm-hmm. It was 1988 that a lot of these old men and women, I don't mean old in age, but I mean old as in they've been around the block fighting fires for decades, were promised in 88, this is what we're going to do. That stayed intact until 2005 when the city switched to a tiered system of retiree healthcare benefits.
Read that. The way you read that is, we're going to find a way to screw you. Just hang tight.
Yeah, hang tight. I mean, I worry for all of us when it comes to this stuff.
Well, and
I really do.
And
because we're living longer, we cannot afford healthcare for everybody the way the system is currently set up. Social Security is not going to cut it.
Well, and this has been the argument in Washington for years now with what are we going to do, we being a nation, what are we going to do about the spiraling costs of healthcare in the United States? You know? I mean, I remember when I had my little heart attack scare a couple of months ago. Now, granted, my insurance company knocked the charges way down, but they originally wanted to charge me for
10 grand.
It was more than 10 grand. for less than 7 hours in a hospital.
You did not stay overnight.
No, I did not. And not granted, you know, obviously the hospital deserves to be paid, wants to be paid. But why is it that they tell me as I'm leaving, by the way, your total bill is going, and we'll submit this to insurance and everything, but the total bill is going to be north of $10,000. And then I get a letter from my insurance company, the one that we have here at work, they got it knocked down to just north of $3,000.
Right.
So
why not just call it three in the beginning,
where
Scott?
Where'd the other $6,500 go? Did you just forgive it? Why would you even charge it?
One of the retired police officers or firefighters in the story said, you know, they're doing this to us, those of us who worked here 30 or 35 mm-hmm. years. You know, we ask, where's the loyalty, right? Where is the loyalty? And at the end of the day, you're a number on a spreadsheet.
Right. That is exactly right.
Dana, I know we said this in 1988, but the people crafting the policy now, they probably weren't even born.
Or they were in high school and didn't care. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you'd like to weigh in, you're welcome anytime. Logan is our producer today. Sam is back tomorrow. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We launched this morning Coats for Kids 2025, and there is a need in this fair city of ours. And, of course, I don't need to point out the weather to you that we got overnight. And keep this in mind. There are kids going to the school bus every single morning without a warm coat to wear. You can help if you would be so kind. Just go to our website, kmbz.com. $25 buys a new coat for a kid here in Kansas City. We help out with the Kansas City, Missouri School District, Independence, Hickman Mills, and a number of other youth-related organizations where we deliver the coats that you help purchase and give them to a child who needs a coat this winter. Again, kmbz.com or text KMBZCOATS, one word, KMBZCOATS, to 44321. And thank you in advance. Jim in Tonganoxie. Jim, hello.
Hello. Good day to you all.
Good day to you.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to point out the facts. Pensions is a big topic of any profession. When you walk into a profession, I walked into it as a journeyman cabinet maker. Well, I grew to a journeyman cabinet maker. I served 25 years in cabinet making. I went to railroading because the unions were not as strong as they were. The gambling boats were going downhill. I chose railroad. Well, even if you choose railroad, when we walk into a railroad, you even at 18 years old, you can't retire until you're 63 to draw your full pension. And that's what a lot of people need to look at of what their actual pension is going to be in their future life.
Jim, for those of you lucky enough out there to have a pension, I believe I read the other day it's around 16% of Americans. It is it's a dying breed, and unfortunately.
Yes, it is. But you got to choose your profession that draws. I pay into my pension, and that's why I'm drawing my pension now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay into it.
Well, but I would argue, Jim, most companies don't even offer
a
pension anymore.
And if they do, there are a lot of companies saying, why don't we cash you out? Instead of the monthly for the rest of your life, why don't you take a lump sum? And, you know, then you
for
need
a lot less than what you theoretically would make.
Yeah, speak with somebody who understands finance for that.
I can think of only one person in radio that I know, and he's an old timer now, even he would admit that. Who gets a pension?
Two. I'll get mine.
But you get yours through the union.
Through television.
Right. Mm-hmm. He got his through the company that owned this radio station way back when.
Way back.
Back in the 70s and 80s. And they had a pension plan.
I wonder if there are any companies today just starting out that offer that. And the answer's got to be no.
No, they don't. And what most companies offer nowadays is the 401k match. Right. And that's just the way of the world today.
But to his point, he paid into that.
Yeah.
And if you pay into that, you darn well better look me in the eye and tell me I'm going to get that on the other end of the rainbow. Yeah. That's the problem with Social Security right now.
So
I think we're going to get it. We're not going to get 100% of it, Scott.
So in the state of Kansas, if you're a teacher, you can pay into CAPRS,
mm-hmm.
Kansas Public Employee Retirement System. And you can still, if you're a public employee and one that is covered by CAPRS, you do get a pension. For example, my brother is a vice principal at a school near Wichita. And he's been paying into CAPRS. Excuse me, I have something stuck in my throat.
His entire career.
His entire career. That's exactly right. And when he retires, he can draw on what he has paid into the pension. And, you know, it's obviously very attractive and may justify, well, I'm not going to say that. It may be the reason why teachers never feel like they're paid enough, but you do get the pension on the back end of your career, you know, where we don't. We get, you know, a 401k, and imagine, not that that's not generous, appreciate it, thank you very much, but it's not a pension. Birthdays today. By the way, today is Walt Disney Day. It is the first Monday in December every year.
Aww.
Commemorating the birth of Walt Disney on December 5th, 1901. Celebrating birthdays today, Bette Midler is 80, Sarah Silverman is 55, and Woody Allen is 90. We got to run.
Wow.
Yep. Woody Allen is now 90. On behalf of our producer today, one of the finest men in these United States, Logan Weber, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.